I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look back at the career of Eli Manning and a look back at our Giants Chronicles. Eli Manning grew up in New Orleans, but he was ready and primed for the bright lights of the big city coming to the New York Giants.
The San Diego Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks. Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
He was the number one player on our board, and if you're looking for quality, that's the direction that you go in. This is a young player with great ability. And he was within striking distance for us, and we took
him. Let me warmly introduce now officially a member of the New York Football Giants, quarterback.
Growing up, you always knew about the Giants organization, and you just thought about this great tradition, great history, but really not until I became a Giant. Where you truly learn why you thought those things, and that all those things are true. Just everything that Wellington Mara has done for the game of football. The fact that he has the Duke is on every football right now. You get to learn about the Mara family, the Tisch family now. They're truly 100% committed to football and to their organization and to having success.
But for Eli Manning, success would not come early or easily.
He looks, he starts to run. Oh, he's hit! Manning was nearly separated from his senses.
And welcome to the NFL, Eli Manning.
It's a learning process, and really the best way to learn is to get that experience. Make those mistakes, and you learn from the mistakes. And, it's hard to do as a coach and as a player. You want to have success right away. It just doesn't always work that way.
Blitz on Manning, lobs one left, looking for Chucky, intercepted!
That's an opportunity gone by the boards, folks.
You come in as a rookie quarterback, and the head coach is always going to be a little nervous because the guy who's supposed to be the leader, the guy who's supposed to know everything, is a rookie. He doesn't know everything. So at the beginning, Coach Coughlin was making me draw up every single blitz that the team had done and what protections we were going to use to pick up those blitzes. And I had to draw it and turn it into him every week. And he would grade me and look at him. And that's kind of the way the relationship started, him challenging me and kind of forcing me to learn as quickly as possible, or helping me learn as quickly as possible. So when I see a young receiver, I can tell him exactly how I want it done.
You beat him inside the five, break it, but if he jumps inside, and then really fail. Just like double press wide. You have to get real wide though.
I'm not trying to tell him he's doing it wrong or try to get on anybody. I'm just trying to help that player get more catches, get more touchdowns, and so we'll have more fun playing football.
Manning back to throw. Steps up, deep ball down the middle of the field. He's got Cruz, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Giants! 73 yards! And the Giants have the lead back.
And there's not a better feeling in a football game when you see a certain blitz and, hey, this is something we've talked about. This is something we've talked about in that quarterback meeting room. We said we're going to check to this protection, we're going to go to this play, and it works just how you practice it or how you imagined it in your mind.
Manning drops straight back to throw. Has time, deep ball down the left sideline, and the pass is caught by Randall, and he falls into the end zone for a touchdown.
That's why you do all the hard work, to get to that situation, to get to that feeling in a game.
Through hard work and determination, Eli has become one of the NFL's elite quarterbacks. And his physical toughness has earned him the reputation as one of the game's most durable and resilient players.
Toughness comes from just the desire to be there with your teammates. I want to be out there every play. I feel when I'm on the field, we're going to have a chance to have success. And I know my offensive linemen, they're hurting every week. They're getting hit in every single play. And running backs, receivers, they're going to take shots. They're going to play through pain. And when they see, hey, I'm going to take hits, I'm going to work like heck to get back healthy and get healed up as quickly as possible to get on the field, it makes those guys play harder for you because they know I'm giving it my all. I work hard during the off season in my weight training and my conditioning to make sure I stay healthy and I'm there week in and week out.
Be great tonight, baby. Be great, baby. Dominate, dominate.
And along the way, he's treated Giants fans to some of the most memorable moments in NFL history.
Got to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. What a play by Manning.
Manning out of the shotgun set, and he's back to throw. Climbs the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes. Manningham on the sideline. The officials say he got his feet in, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still will, the heart of a champion.
It's definitely special. The first time it was all kind of brand new. It kind of came out of nowhere. The second one, you end up thinking, you know, you're thinking about the other guys who were getting their first Super Bowl and the emotions that they must be going through with that first one. You realize that you're the world champions and just, all the different things that are going through your mind. So it's an exciting time, you know, for myself, but then you think about those guys who are going through it for the first time, you know, what that feeling is and smiling for them.
Your first name again?
Eli Manning.
That's a long first name. Now, Eli, I want you to stand up straight because we're going to do a special magic trick, okay? Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, repeat after me in just a second, but repeat after me loud. Let's practice. Not now. Go! Watch how fast he's moving. With the skill and dexterity of a master magician. Around and around. He's tying himself up. Wait, Eli. Eli. Don't tie your arm up, okay? You're getting wrapped up in your work, Eli. 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 Wait a minute, Eli.
Two Super Bowl championships and two MVP awards have earned Eli the love and admiration of millions of Giants fans. But despite all of his football success, Eli is just a regular guy with his feet firmly planted on the ground. And he feels that these qualities come from growing up as a member of a caring, loving family.
Well, I think both my parents raised my brothers and I just to try to be good people, be nice to people. We had to say yes, sir, and no, ma'am. And if we didn't say that and they hurt us, that was kind of the biggest thing you could do wrong.
Being polite and respectful aren't the only traits Eli learned from his mom, Olivia, and dad, Archie.
My dad's very organized. He wants everything perfect. His desk is perfect and organized. His calendar is written out for the next month and what he's doing. And I never really thought I was like that. And I always got on him about that. When he would come over to my apartment in college, I'd purposely mess it up and have him, he would fix it and I'd go mess it up again. He'd come back and fix it. But I've known over the years I'm getting that way. I like everything very organized and have a plan. From my mom's just the one that kind of, you can let the little things kind of slide underneath the table and go away. I don't get real upset if something goes wrong. I don't worry about things that aren't important, and I try to concentrate on the things that do matter, my family and my job and my health and those type of things, and just try to enjoy life.
My name is Eli. I am 1 year old.
The lessons Eli learned from his mom and dad helped shape him into a meticulous and resilient person who strives for perfection. But being the youngest of three boys also taught him some valuable survival skills as well.
I think being the youngest of two older brothers will definitely teach you to have a little toughness to you. You can't go cry to mom every time that they beat up on you or push you down or playing knee football or playing football in the backyard and they tackle you a little bit harder than they're supposed to tackle a five-year-old when they're 10 and 12. But I think you just kind of learn to not really complain about anything or start crying unless you're really hurt. You know, if you cried about everything, they would just ignore you. But I think they would know if I was really hurt, they would know the case.
Let him cry.
And if Eli did happen to stumble as a result of the friendly tussles with his brothers, there was always one special person there to catch him when he fell.
My mom and I are very close, and when my brothers went off to college, I was in seventh grade, and my dad was still traveling and announcing football games and still working and leaving some. My mom and I were at home a lot. I'm the baby. I was her last one. But instead of her cooking for one, we would go to dinner or we would just kind of hang out. I talk to my mom, you know, almost every day or every other day and make sure if she needs anything, I'm quick to jump up and get her whatever she needs and make life simple for her. She likes to come up to New York and seeing me. I think now she really likes to come see her grandbaby, but you know, I make it pretend she's coming to see me still.
In 2011, Eli and his wife, Abby, had their first child, Ava. 2 years later, a second child, Lucy, joined the family. And as Eli's family grew, so did his perspective on life and football.
It's a different feeling, and you never really can explain it or know it. Just going home, right when you open that door, you drop everything, and you just go look for her, hoping she's not taking a nap so you can have that hour or 2 hours of daddy time and play around and see what she's doing new and see if she can give you a hug or she's got a new word and she starts walking and running around. Those are exciting times, and it's been a real joy, and it's been better than advertised.
And as he peers through the haze of his success in football and the fame and attention that comes with being a two-time Super Bowl MVP, Eli has never forgotten just who he is and where he came from.
I don't think my personality has changed since I've been in New York, and I don't believe it changes by where you live or whether you have failures or success. You still want to stay the same person. You know, grew up in Louisiana, went to school in Mississippi. I still have a lot of Southern tendencies, I would say. I still try to keep that personality and a lot of those Southern traditions and apply it to everyday life. I go home for a little bit in the off season for 2 months, but besides that, I'm here for 10 months out of the year. And so this is where I've made friends. This is where my wife and I have been for a long time and had our child here.
All right, thanks, Eli.
Thanks, guys. Come on, boys.
So you definitely feel that this is home for me.
Although Eli now considers the New York area his home, he still has a special fondness for his Southern roots. Back in Jackson, Mississippi, he and his wife, Abby, have helped raise over $3 million for the outpatient clinic at Blair E. Batson Children's Hospital, the only children's cancer care center in Mississippi.
Mississippi is still very dear to me. My parents are from Mississippi. They both went to college at Ole Miss. I went to college there and grew up going to games. And so, I wanted to find something to give back.
Eli, good to see you, pal. Doing okay?
Yes, sir.
Good.
The clinics see about 150,000 kids every year.
This is Jaquita.
Go Giants. Kids can come in and just, get checkups. If they're feeling sick, hopefully it's just, they can get some medicine, they can get looked at real quickly and get sent home. If it's something more seriously, then you have to deal with that.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. You're on TV. There you go.
You see that you're helping people live a better life. And so that's the most satisfying thing.
And each summer back in his home state of Louisiana, he hosts a football camp for hundreds of the state's finest athletes.
Motivate me, baby. Give me the play. Hard work on three. Hard work on three.
One, two, three.
Hard work.
The Manning Passing Academy was founded 18 years ago by the first family of football, Archie, Cooper, Peyton, and Eli Manning. Every summer, they host a quarterback camp in their home state of Louisiana for players in grades 8 through 12 to teach them the fundamentals of throwing and catching the football.
Well, the football camp is really special because I get to spend time with my dad and my two brothers. We don't get a whole lot of time around each other, so to get everybody together, that makes it special.
I start far left, you start far right, and you work towards the middle.
Got it. The reason I love that camp because it's a chance to get my boys together. I tell them, I said, I really want every kid to go back home and tell their daddy or their granddaddy that, Peyton and Eli worked with me.
The best thing probably about coming to this is the Mannings because, they interact with the kids and they really love actually being out there with us.
Those linebackers can't tell the difference, and that's when you hit that seam to that tight end running wide open right down the middle of the field.
I started off as a camper going into my freshman year in high school. And I've seen the camp grow. I think the first year we had about 100 athletes there. Now we've had up to 1,200 athletes. It's grown and bigger, and we get a lot of great college kids come every year to be counselors. It makes watching college football a lot more fun because you get to see these guys and get to work with them for a long weekend, and then you get to follow their college and professional career. Shabam!
And as Eli's summer camp has grown and flourished, so has his career as a pitchman for some major brands and national commercials.
Wow. Eli Manning really does drive a Toyota.
Eli Manning runs on Duncan.
Need these guys to come up big today.
It's football on your phone, that's what I said.
It's football on your phone, you can watch it in bed.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Show your friends and watch them all go home.
But when Saturday Night Live asked him to host in 2007, he was a little apprehensive about taking on that starring role.
Three, two.
Hi, I'm Eli Manning, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Rihanna.
SNL is just something that's always kind of on that list, and they asked me in 2007 after the first Super Bowl, and I just said I wasn't quite ready for it. And I said, if we win another Super Bowl, I'll do it after that one.
Very good, Eli. I want you on my team for SNL.
Really? That's great. I was on Deuce Center Lab. I was going to go all out, and I was going to make sure I was at every meeting, every practice, rehearsing and doing everything so I'd go out there and be comfortable and try to do a good job.
Hit me!
You ready?
Yes, I'm open!
Almost.
And then there's ESPN, who came calling for a typical slice of Manning life.
Having two older brothers and having that special bond and relationship where they were quick to bust on me or make fun of me. Yeah, we were always just kind of messing around and doing, goofing off. And, my dad kind of looks back and gives that look. And just kind of, what are y'all doing? Stop it, or I'm going to get on y'all a little bit. And we got that look quite a few times.
Although Eli spends as much time as he can during the offseason down south with his family, it is here in the New York area, specifically Hoboken, New Jersey, that he has established his new home.
When you become the quarterback of a team, you really have to become a part of the community and help out around the communities in New York and New Jersey.
This is Eli Manning. You can say
hi.
Nice
to see you.
Hey, that's me.
Nice.
Taking him around, showing him the challenges that we face here in the western side of the city.
Excellent.
So,
I've been in Hoboken for 8 years. I was here during the hurricane. Pretty frightening. The wind's blowing 100 miles an hour, shaking all the windows. About 8 o'clock, all of a sudden, you can look outside my window and see the Hudson River, coming onto the streets.
How much water is right here?
Well, the water, actually, at the next block, I can show you where.
He reached out to me and said, what can I do? And we came up with this idea of walking around and just showing him the devastation.
You can see it here, entire area.
I think it's pretty eye-opening when you see any place firsthand and the destruction that, the hurricane brought on, or the flooding. I think the people of Hoboken have dealt with it wonderfully. The community has gathered together to help out each other and start rebuilding and saying there's no option, but we're coming back.
I'm just so impressed that he spent the day walking around with me, and he really sort of spread hope today.
Really, really appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
Okay.
All right, let me
take
know.
Care.
All right.
Good to meet you.
Likewise. How you doing, pal? Good talk today. Good job.
I think as an athlete in a city, you have to take great pride in your community and helping out, being a great role model for kids and showing that you're here not only to be a player for that team, but also be a part of that community and help out any way you can.
At the age of 35, Eli has achieved professional success as an NFL player and personal fulfillment as a member of his community. But he feels that the final chapter of his story has yet to be written.
I'm not done. I'm not retiring right now. I still feel I have a lot more to prove. I still have a lot more years of playing at a high level, and I can raise my level of play.
Who makes the catch? Touchdown, Giants!
I still have dreams. I still have things I want to reach. So that's what's keeping me going every year. And I think just that desire to get better. I can become a better football player. I can help out more people. I can become a better father and a better husband. I need to keep working. I need to keep pushing myself. And, you know, when I was drafted and said, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to be committed to trying to be a good person and a good player and do everything I can to help out the Giants. And that's kind of still the same thought process that I go through every day.
And as he continues to grow and develop as a player and a person, Eli knows that it will only secure his position as one of the greatest players in New York Giants history.
There's been a lot of unbelievable Giants players in the past, and I'm not worried about where I rank amongst them right now. I'll never be worried about it, but for now, I got to become better as a quarterback and as a leader of this team, and those are the things I'm working on.
Eli certainly has gotten a lot done. In fact, he had to transition to a new offense under Ben McAdoo, and he had two fine seasons, including 2015, which put him in the Pro Bowl. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants. Follow the Giants on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.